At some point in every project, as Austin Kleon would say, you have to show your work. So yesterday was the official launch day for my new book, Collaboration is King, and it was a roller coaster of a day. All in all, it went better than I could have expected. I did a lot of planning for it, but the anticipation, as I mentioned in the last episode, was pretty intense. When you have a project that has been going for a long time and that you've put your heart and soul into, you just want it to be well received, of course. It's just sort of a natural feeling. So when I woke up in the morning, I did my morning routine, which I don't do every day, but when I'm on my game and when I'm really being disciplined, then I do it. And there's some meditation, some morning pages, which is just kind of like diary writing, something that I find really helpful. And then I got ready to actually do the launch. And that entailed a post on Facebook, a video that I've done, 75 of them, so I'm really comfortable with that. And yet, I was, this was a little different. But then I went to LinkedIn, and I had decided to do a video there. And again, even though I've done so many of these videos that I've shared on Facebook, when stepping into LinkedIn with video, it felt really different, and I was anxious about that. But LinkedIn has a pretty cool tool set that you can use to brand the video. So I decided to add the website, collaborationisking.com, which is where all of the book information is housed. And I just went ahead and shared it, wrote a note, and let it fly, and got a great response. People were so generous and thoughtful with their congratulations and feedback. It felt really good. It was really, really cool. So I'm grateful to everybody who took the time to like and comment and share on Facebook and LinkedIn, as well as on Instagram. I hadn't spent a lot of time on Instagram lately. I used to be really into stories. It actually started on Snapchat. One day, probably 3 or 4 years ago, very early stages of Snapchat, I remember I was on Guthrie Beach in New London, Connecticut, one of my favorite places in the world. If you know me, you know that fact. And Casey Neistat was showing me in the sand how Snapchat works in terms of stringing together different bits of content to create a longer story. And this was before stories were a thing on Instagram. And I started playing with it, and I really liked it. And I kind of got hooked with this mini version of filmmaking. If you go on YouTube, you can find a video that I did of this hidden concert hall that's below a piano shop in Boston. And I sneak in, and I'm snapping the whole thing, and I piece it together into a story, and then repurposed it for YouTube with the help of my former colleague and friend Luke Bonner. But that was a cool little phase, and I was using it a lot. And then I got into Instagram stories, and then I realized that I just wasn't being present, and it became a hindrance to relationships and just kind of being in the world. So I put that aside for a while. Now you can take images and videos and piece them together later into a story. You don't have to do it in real time. So that's kind of how I think I'm going to do it now that I'm back into Instagram. But long way of saying, it was really fun to play there again. There's lots of new tools that they have to have fun with creating different images and animations on Instagram. So if you're not following me there, it's just at Brady Sadler, and I definitely plan to use it more. Twitter was interesting as well. I hadn't been tweeting for a long time, but they have this little note where it says when you started, and I guess this is what they call a humble brag, but like I was on Twitter in March of 2007, and I remember my roommate Sully at the time Shout out Sully if you're listening. He got on the same day, and we heard about it through a web show called Dig Nation, which was hosted by Alex Albrecht and Kevin Rose, who has his own great podcast now and was sort of the poster child for the Web 2.0 era. But they were talking about Twitter, and I grabbed a profile and a handle, as they call it, and got into it for a little while. And then, you know, it became what it became, and now I don't really like it much, but I figured, all right, I've you know, built up a little bit of an audience here. Let me share that. So I did. And then Casey actually shared a really generous endorsement of the book, and that went kind of nuts. I think it's at about 400 likes and a ton of retweets. Maybe that's retweets. I don't know. Shows you how much I pay attention to Twitter these days. But that was really cool and helped spread the word a bit. And then there were some down points. Like in any launch, the realities are there's good and bad. And there was a bug. There was a bug on the website, and the URL wasn't resolving correctly, and it was kind of this weird bug. I had the site redirecting to my personal site, and when you typed in www.collaborationisking.com, you didn't actually get to the site. You got an error page, which is really embarrassing. I pride myself on checking and QAing everything before it launches, and that really comes from my days in client service, but it wasn't working. And so thankfully, I have a really great partner who does web development work and fixed it right away. And then there was also an issue with the free chapter download and the playbook download on the website that someone called to my attention. And we got that fixed in a few minutes. But, you know, these things happen. And in the moment, it's really painful because you just want everything to be perfect. But that's just how it goes. And so all in all, really exciting. Amazon has all these little ways that they kind of tease promotion. And I think it's mostly just to get the authors excited. But on their hot new releases feature for branding, Collaboration is King was 1 and 2 with the hardcover and paperback respectively. So that's fun to see. It really doesn't mean that much, but it is kind of neat. And so it was an awesome day. And now moving on to or back to focusing on the planning for the launch event, which is this coming Wednesday night. So this is being recorded on Tuesday morning, and I'll be spending the afternoon today and then most of the day tomorrow setting up for what I'm calling an art show. And it really is that. I'll give you the full rundown and talk about the concept more on the next episode. But for now, thanks for hanging out with me and listening to the ups and downs, but mostly ups, of these little launch diaries that I am recording. Catch you on the next one.